The Ross Owen Show is sponsored by DDayHistorian.com.
Our next guest is the grandson of Eugene Rowe, who was the medic portrayed by Shane Taylor in Band of Brothers. And that, of course, is friend of the show, Chris Langlois, who's on duty in Dallas, Texas at the moment. Chris, thanks for calling in.
Good to hear you, Brother Ross. How are y'all?
We are always delighted to hear from you. How's business?
Business is good. You know, I couldn't find anybody to go to jail today, so that's a little disappointing. But I went twice yesterday, so it all comes out the wash.
That's awesome. How's everything else in your in your world, Chris? It's been a while since we got to chat with you.
I know. It's been too long. Everything is good, man. Family's good. Job is good. Life is good. I can't complain. Sun's shining. Birds are singing. You know, it's a good gig.
Now, the last time we saw you was in the last time I saw you was in Normandy last summer, and you also came along to Normandy the year before, which is a big trip for you, because you're in the States, you're a working man, you've got a family. It's a big you know, it's a big thing to get to these events. So you're obviously very passionate, especially now that because you're planning on coming to Bastogne, aren't you?
I am. As of now, we'll be there.
It's on. You're definitely going to make it, are you?
Yeah. Hopefully, I can drag the wife with me. We'll be there.
Well, you know what? What I'm seeing here is the passion that you really want to be at these events. And I know that even after we have left Normandy, you know, the cast and the crew and all the people, you're still there and you're still traveling around seeing the sights, because your grandfather was there and was a big part of it. So Bastogne, have you been before?
I've been once, you know, after 2014. I went to Bastogne after Normandy.
Was there some stuff that you didn't get to see the first time round, or you just want to be there because the guys are going to be there? It's going to be a big experience being there with the guys who played the
parts. I mean you know, no matter where you are, if you have the people that you care about who are important to you, that's all. I mean, you could sit in a garbage dump and hang out with these guys, and it would be a wonderful experience. But obviously, it's special to be there, and then to be there with those guys. Now, I went in June last time, so I've never been in the winter, so that will be a completely different experience, you know. And so, you know, I got to walk in those foxholes that Easy Company was in, and you know, when I look down on those frontline foxholes down on Foy, I mean, it's a mind-boggling experience to know that literally I was walking on the ground that my grandfather was on. I mean, it's very humbling. It's very special. It's very unique. So I'm ecstatic to get the chance to go back over there again.
Is there any foxholes being credited to be, or any other areas that's been credited to your grandfather?
You know, the only thing when I was out there with Reg, you know, who's a wonderful person and a wonderful tour guide, you know, the foxholes where Easy was, and then there's a road that goes through the woods, and then on the other side where Winters had his CP. Well, so you know, the guys who were taken off the line, the jeeps, you know, came right there. So I don't know of any foxholes like Gordon's that are attributed to Roe. But you know, that little piece, those square feet of dirt right there, is, I know that my grandfather helped load up those guys onto that jeep right there, and then ride into town and take them into the aid station. So that was very special.
Did you take any like a piece of earth or anything like that from Bastogne?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I think that's a must, isn't it? If you know,
absolutely,
such historical value.
Absolutely.
So it's got to be great, and I really, really hope Shane makes it along, because it's obviously very important as well. But Shane played your grandfather, and you've met so many times. You're good friends. I've been there and seen the relationship. I remember when Shane arrived in the early hours of the morning at Normandy, and you were fast asleep, but you woke up instantly when Shane arrived.
You know, Shane's great people, and he's family. I mean, that's just the way it is, and it's the same with a lot of the actors who play. You know, they become family. There's a great picture, and I'll send it to you so you can post it up. There's a great picture of Shane and I and George Lust in Normandy, and we're just, somebody caught, you know, just caught the laugh and the smile on their face, and I think that I think back to that picture often, and I think that says it all. It's just a neat bond to have with these guys.
For anybody that's listening, why should they come to this event? You know, why do you think it's important that people should support this event?
It's funny you ask that, because George Love and I have said this many times. We've been very fortunate to visit some of these places and go to some of these events and hang out with these people, you know, be at the same place at the same time. And we've always said this is just another once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we were just lucky enough to be there. And on the surface, you know, when are you ever going to get these guys together in the same place at the same time, you know, at such a special place? You know, this could never happen again. So, you know, on that level, you got to get there. If there's a way for you to get there, you got to get there. On the level below that, the real reason is to support the foundation and what Tim's doing and honoring these vets that we're losing, you know, a couple thousand a day. And so any way that anybody can support that foundation by making donations and attending this event or any other event is extremely important, because these next generations need to know what these guys did, what these veterans did. You know, if we don't record these stories, they're gone forever.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Thanks for calling in, because, again, you're at work. We know you're busy. But thanks for taking 10 minutes out to give us a call, Chris. It's always lovely to talk to you, mate.
Well, I was very excited to have the chance, man. It's always good to hear y'all's voices. And y'all keep up the great work. Y'all are a fantastic mouthpiece for some exciting events and some well-to-do projects that are doing some very good.
Chris, thanks again. You as always, please stay safe over there on the job.
Keep doing
what you're doing, and I'll see you in Bastogne. And I've got a smile on every time I think of getting together with you. I just get this big smile on my face.
I'm looking forward to it. We'll have to get Nightmare over there one day.
One of these days we'll make that happen.
Absolutely.
Chris, get home safe every night, brother.
Absolutely. Y'all be safe, and I love hearing from y'all.
Yeah, same goes, man. Same goes.
See ya.
See you, man. Stay safe. Bye-bye, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Paul Woodedge, D-Day historian, a battlefield tour guide in Normandy, France. I offer tours of the D-Day landing beaches of 1944, along with my partner Magali. If you would like to find out more, see my website at www.ddayhistorian.com and my partner Magali's at www.ddayforyou.com. I am proud to be supporting the Ross Owen Show.
Black Sky Radio.
Thank you for calling the Ross Owen Show. This is Nightmare. How can I help you?
Hi, it's Joe calling from Zalamzay.
Wow.
Awesome.
Are you having a good time over there?
Yeah, we were actually in Bastogne on Monday and Tuesday. We're now in Zalamzay. We arrived in Austria this afternoon. So we've been gradually driving down through Europe, and this is our final destination. And we're going to Berchtesgaden on Sunday, depending on what the weather's like. We'd actually booked this holiday before Tim and the World War II Foundation announced the reunion in December. So I guess that this trip is more like a recce to have a look at the area in advance of hopefully there won't be any snow. But if there is, then at least we've done all of the bits already that we wanted to do.
It must be great to be there. Is it your first time in Bastogne?
Yeah, it is. Actually, when we were planning it, it was Chris Langlois who recommended Reg Jans as our guide. And he was absolutely amazing. What he doesn't know about World War II isn't worth knowing. He's just like an encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. And he was able to show us what he believes is a smoky foxhole because of the shape of it. For a machine gunner, it has to be a T-shaped foxhole, and that's the only one in the area. So by process of elimination, he said that has to be Smokey's foxhole. So that's how we knew then that, you know, we were standing where he was, where, as you said, Ali was. And you know that's where all the guys were as well. So it sort of makes it even more real knowing that that's where they were. And you know we're looking at what they were looking at, and it's just an honor to sort of stand in their footprints. It was just incredible.
Did you steal some dirt?
We didn't steal any dirt, but we were told may have been Garnier's foxhole. Reg said that a couple of times when Wild Bill was there, he said, this was my foxhole. And then the next time he said, no, that was my foxhole. So one of the ones that we stood in, which may have been his, we actually took some pine cones. So we've got two little pine cones, one each for me and Lindsay, from what we think was Garnier's foxhole, but no dirt.
Very groovy.
Right. Aye, and Lindsay is over there with you. If you're on Twitter, that's Squeaky the Pin. Is that correct?
That's right. That right. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm in Gellers. It's actually Welsh, and it means angel. It's like Engel in German.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I would just like to say on air, in front of everybody, thank you for your kindness and generosity, certainly with the Laurel and Hardy events. And also, you've been there, any time we've had the Band of Brothers events, you've always said, look, if you need anything, I'm here, just let me know. You've always supported the events by, you know, with your sponsorship and your donations. We know that you're very passionate about what these guys did for us in World War II. And the fact that you're doing this road trip, and doing it twice in the space of a couple of months, and so it just shows the passion that the listeners have, Nightmare, and that's why I really wanted to make sure we try and got you guys on air, and we just made it in time.
Yeah.
Well, Ross, those words, it really mean a lot to me. I mean, you know, we both, Lindsay and I, you know, we do it because we feel like we're giving something back to you. You know, you're making it more real by organising these events, you know, to meet the actors and meet even the veterans like P.B. Martin. You know, it's an honour for us to be able to meet those people. So, you know, us giving something back to you, it's just our way of saying thank you.
Now, you mentioned Pee-wee there. Pee-wee is such a... I mean, that man... How old is Pee-wee now?
93.
He's 93.
Right, I've met Pee-wee twice. First time I met him, he had just jumped out of a plane. He was 91 years old. He still attends as many events as he can manage to attend. He travels all around the world, keeping the memory alive of what these men did. And he's such a great man and so down to earth. None of these men will call themselves heroes. And that's the thing about Pee-wee. He's exactly the same. So... yeah, great memories of the times in Normandy, Joanne. I'm really, really looking forward to doing it again in Bastogne. So thanks for calling in, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your trip. How long have you got to go?
We come home next Saturday, so we've still got another week yet. We're in Zellamsay for a couple more days and visiting Berchtesgaden, and then driving back through France towards the end of the week.
Okay, so you know what was funny, when we were in Normandy last year, I actually bumped into you by accident, didn't I?
We were actually telling Reg, I think it was, earlier this week about that, when we accidentally parked outside Breakhaught Manor without realising that it was Breakhaught Manor. Yeah, we just parked outside some white gates and didn't actually realise that it was the gates straight into Breakhaught Manor until we then saw you and James Maddio and Ross McCall coming out.
Joanne, I just want to say before Nightmare closes the show, I just want to say thanks for calling in, and I hope you and Lindsay enjoy the rest of your time and the rest of your trip, and really thanks for all your support, for all the events that we've done, and I really look forward to seeing you in Bastogne, whether we bump into each other by accident or whether we see each other at one of the events. Make sure you come and say hello.
Absolutely, yeah, thanks a lot for having us on, and yeah, we'll definitely see you in December and hopefully see a lot more new faces there as well.
All right, on that note, Joanne, thanks very much. All my love again to Lindsay. Lindsay, next time we're on the show, you call in and say hello.
I'll pass that on.
Thanks again for calling in, Joe. It's always great to speak to you.
Thanks a lot, Ross, and you too as well, Nightmare. See you soon. Bye.
Bye, thank you. Bye-bye. Nice meeting you, Joe.
Bye-bye now.
Hi, I'm Paul Woodedge, D-Day historian, a battlefield tour guide in Normandy, France. I offer tours of the D-Day landing beaches of 1944, along with my partner Magali. If you would like to find out more, see my website at www.ddayhistorian.com and my partner Magali's at www.ddayforyou.com. I am proud to be supporting the Ross Owen Show.